time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
The deal, Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Happy Monday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Hello there, Huggy.
It's Hangover Monday.
Yeah.
The official day after Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. Statistics show that Cinco to Ocho mofos are at work right now, drunk as a skunk, tipsy Randy Travis toe up from the flow up, liquored up, seeing Double Casey and JoJo boozed up, inebriated, faded, Reese Witherspoon, three shakes in the wind, white girl wasted. No Romney, Tommy Merlo, Sybil Moscato, and J. Mad Dog. Y'all know there's people on the job who didn't think they were going to make it to work today because they were all the way turned up last night, so they had to take a shot like Denzel's character Whip Whitaker in Flight to get right. Oh, yeah, that merch got them on the list this morning. Other than that, how was y'all weekend?
Good.
Okay. It was a whole lot of shiggity going on, from the NBA playoffs to the Kentucky Derby to the Mayweather-Guerrero fight. What y'all do? One of the three, two of the three, or three of the three? Because I only know one of the three that can pull that triple-double off.
You know that's right.
I wanted to do all three, so I just killed three birds with one stone and sat home and watched reruns of The Basketball Wife. Let me tell you what my cousin Otto asked me. He asked me, where was the Kentucky Derby this year? And congratulations to Orb Wallace on her win.
Oh. Orb Wallace.
Who knew? Tom, Super J, did y'all see the BET Awards on Showtime?
No.
I'm talking about the Mayweather-Guerrero fight. That doesn't look like the BET Awards. I think Kelly Rowland did an amazing job with the
national. Yes, she did.
Now, if this was American Idol, she would have got a perfect score from Randy, Mariah, and Keisha Cole. Mayweather had Lil Wayne by his side during the ring walk, rapping No Worries. I know Ray J was somewhere worried like a mother. Did my Money Team membership expire? And who's who was in attendance? Did y'all see all the fighters there? Evander Holyfield, Bernard Hopkins, Chris Brown. I didn't see Ray J or 50 at all.
Chris Brown.
Mayweather might didn't have 50, but his 36-year-old ass has 44 wins and $32 million for that fight. And I don't know if it's going to be a rematch, but I'll pay to see Guerrero's dad and Floyd's father fight. Did y'all see that?
I want to see
that. Did y'all hear about Antoine Dawson?
Oh, yeah.
You know the dude that blew up on the internet saying,
hide
your wife, hide your kids, they raping everybody. Well, Antoine says he's straight now.
What?
Who knew?
Who knew?
So Antoine Dawson is straight and Jason Collins is gay?
Yeah.
I guess the saying is true, Sybil, but when one closet door closes, another closet door opens. And speaking of closet door opening, y'all hear about New York Hot 97, Mr. C?
Yes, sir.
Remember him? Mr. C got caught in the car with his pants on the ground and man down going to town. Well, now he's back, and apparently his act hasn't changed. Yep, Mr. C got busted again, popped trying to buy some top from an undercover cop. And at this point, he needs to stop driving around and shop because he can't even pick up a mop in his bucket. He'd be better off just making an announcement or selling it down, because this way is ridiculous. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And y'all don't know what I mean about that. A, how can it be Mr. C looking for D's, E, after round and got caught with another G?
Ah, put the work in, Huggy.